piecing together the puzzle of how some people might get a coronavirus vaccine in their arms this fall. I'm David Brancaccio. Brand new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control asks states to be prepared for initial doses of a coronavirus vaccine within a couple of months. That suggests November, just in time for the election. That timing is raising eyebrows among some health experts. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
The CDC is asking states to be ready for a massive public health and logistical undertaking to make plans on who will get initial scarce doses of a coronavirus vaccine and to speed up regulatory approvals for the McKesson Corporation, a drug wholesaler contracted by the federal government to distribute vaccine doses. There are dozens of vaccines in development and several in final large-scale tests. The CDC is preparing for one or two of those candidates to be ready for distribution by late October. The timing is leading to questions from some public health and infectious disease experts who worry federal agencies may be rushing the clinical trial process under pressure to produce an election year October surprise that might help the president's political fortunes. Even if an effective vaccine arrives soon, mass producing and distributing hundreds of millions of doses is likely to take well into 2021. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Getting these vaccines to the world is arguably the biggest logistical undertaking in human history. How, when, and very importantly, who? We'll be covering that extensively in the coming months here on the Marketplace Morning Report. We know about what happened with toilet paper supplies early in the pandemic, but did you know we also bought a lot of soft drinks in cans? National Beverage Corporation, the company responsible for LaCroix sparkling water, among other things, is set to release its quarterly results later today. In July, National Beverage said it's profited from people buying in bulk. And listen to what this has done upstream. It's hard now for companies to get enough empty aluminum cans. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The run on products in aluminum cans during the pandemic isn't exactly like what we saw with toilet paper, but John Stanton at St. Joseph's University says that's not a bad analogy.
The system is so fine-tuned that as you start getting these small increases, the system starts to get a little out of whack.
And even before the pandemic, we were drinking a lot of soda water in cans. A survey by market research company NPD in 2018 found that Americans consume 3.3 billion servings of sparkling water. Now, hard seltzer manufacturers and even small brewers are vying for those cans, too. Tim Bullock runs St. Elmo Brewing Company in Austin, Texas.
You know, you can imagine that there's a pecking order for these types of products, and the craft beverage producer is going to be towards the bottom.
The Can Manufacturers Institute says aluminum can makers expect to import more than 2 billion cans in 2020 from their overseas facilities. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We do check markets. FTSE in London is up 0.8%. Here, futures are down. The Dow future is down 0.1%. The S&P future down 0.4%. The NASDAQ future down 0.8%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
You know, it's hard being the person with a separate paid job who's also supervising their child's education with the school closed. And yes, it's likely to be more moms than dads, experts say. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman spoke with some parents facing this fall of uncertainty.
I sat in Erica Armsbury's back garden in Portland, Oregon recently, masks on, 6 feet apart, and she briefly introduced me to her 9-year-old daughters, who were home because the summer camp they'd signed up for got canceled.
So this is Zara.
Zara and Amaya are twins.
Wait, Mom, I can't really pause for that game.
And they were off, back to their video game. One of the twins is on the autism spectrum. Armsbury's a social worker. She supervises a team of 20 that manages Medicaid patients at a big health plan. Since school and work went remote in the spring, she's had her hands full.
parenting, teaching, working a full-time, very demanding job. And it was pretty miserable. There was a lot of yelling, you know, trying to get my kids to do things in the middle of meetings. And I thought, can I continue working? Or parent, something's got to give.
But it's not going to be her job.
I've always enjoyed and appreciated my work. I had them when I was older. You know, I had a career life before them and ultimately said we can get through this.
It's been really difficult. I would say I'm doing everything very badly.
That's Ruth Martin in Silver Spring, Maryland. She has 9 and 11-year-olds starting school from home again and works for a parenting advocacy group. She worries that school reopening plans keep changing.
Even if they get going in person, there is just this sense that inevitably, as we move further into the fall and into flu season, this experiment in reopening before there's a vaccination will come to an end.
Over in Fairfax County, Virginia, Daniela Knight has 3 kids at home, 9, 5, and 3. Her husband was laid off from a legal job in June and is starting a new job this month. Knight works as a property manager and has a side gig as a pediatric sleep consultant, but she isn't getting much shut-eye.
I'm working my office job remotely, or I go into the office at night when there's nobody there.
With limited daycare available and school about to start online, she says she'll have to cut back on her work hours
to help the kids with their schooling. So obviously there's going to be lost income. I don't know whether we will be able to move at this point and purchase a home.
So she's getting ready for more sleep deprivation and frugality. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And it looks like your Netflix subscription will help the Duke and Duchess of Sussex make ends meet with less of a royal stipend now that they've moved out. Prince Harry and Meghan have signed an exclusive deal with the streaming platform to make content, feature films, documentaries, kid shows. No word yet on how much they'll get paid, but the implication is a lot. Or you could just fast forward and watch The Crown on the same platform. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.